Well, good morning and happy Saturday. I hope that the weather is gorgeous wherever you are. I'm Susan Kent, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin by bringing our voices together with our prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, We're All in This Together. Hear now the word of the Lord from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Now consider this. In Peter's letter to other believers, he doesn't promise that God will lift them up the moment their knees hit the ground. But by humbling ourselves or surrendering to God, they will be restored even if they have to suffer for a little while. Now, suffering is not a new concept for us as believers, is it? And it's even affirmed throughout Scripture. But it's clear that we are not to fear suffering. In fact, we're supposed to embrace it, just like we embrace surrender. We can't surrender if we do not learn humility. And Peter actually tells us how to be humble. It is by casting our worries onto Jesus. Peter's life as a disciple, as you probably know, was filled literally with highs and lows. I mean, he stood on the top of the mountain as Jesus was transfigured and God's glory shone all around. Now that is a high. However, he also hid in the darkness after he denied Jesus 3 times. Peter knew suffering. He also knew worry. But in this letter, he offers encouragement and support to other followers of Jesus. He tells them to cast their anxiety. Not just the heavy burdens or the worries that seem impossible to fix themselves, not just one or two worries, but all of their worries. Catch that, all of them. Today, our challenge is not to embrace the worries, but to embrace letting them all go. Again, sometimes words, they seem so simple, but their actions are just so much more difficult. However, as a fisherman, Peter chose this term cast really intentionally because it provides an image for us. You may have seen a photo of like the nets that they used in the time of Jesus. Well, you would know that these nets, they weren't like the fishing rods that we have today, but the net was in a shape of a circle with weights on the outside. So as it was thrown, the net would spread out like a parachute, and then the weights would cause it to sink down quickly into the water, catching everything, you know, in the middle. Well, take this image, mentally cast your worries out to Jesus. Imagine them spreading out and then sinking into the water. Watch them drop below the surface completely out of sight. Is that comforting? You know, there are 2 pieces of good news that the Lord promises as he exchanged humility for hope. First, he says that he will restore us and make us strong and firm and steadfast. As we share in Christ's suffering, we'll also be restored in his character. The second thing is that we're all in this together. As believers, we don't suffer alone. And wherever you are right now, you don't have to carry the burden of surrender alone. Look around in your church and your friend group. If you have a covenant community, let me tell you, that is a gift from God. So, you know, we get to suffer and be restored together. But if you don't yet have a covenant community, let me encourage you, start a discipleship band, because we just aren't meant to walk this journey alone. The prayer. Lord, thank you for being strong enough and willing to receive every burden that we carry. For those of us suffering under the weight today, I pray that you will give us the courage to cast every worry on you so that we can feel that burden lifted. Amen. Are you holding back from surrendering some worries because they feel, I don't know, maybe too small, or you just want to handle them yourself? If so, lay them down now. Also, how has the suffering from your past affected the worry that you are carrying right now? For The Awakening, I'm Susan Kent. I hope you have a good night's rest, and that you are ready to go tomorrow to go to church.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.